right behind us. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to Rob Wasserman's Trios Evening in New York. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce to you this evening's master of ceremonies. He is star of stage, screen, and legitimate theater, America's foremost ethnomusicologist, the voice of New York, and a personal friend of mine, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. David Johansen!
Congratulations to everybody in this audience tonight, because you are among the cognoscenti who are about to enjoy a musical experience of a lifetime. So let's hear it for ourselves. This is one of those deals you tell your grandchildren about. Wasserman. In the beginning, Rob Wasserman created Solo, the first album of the trilogy of musical excursions we'll all be celebrating tonight. At that point, Rob had already been delighting audiences for several years. He recorded Solo live without overdubs directly to David Grossman's two-track machine. And it was David who says, "The ways Rob combines melody, harmony, and rhythm never ceases to amaze."
Hello.
It was a landmark recording for both Rob and the bass, and for us, a lot of enjoyable listening, demonstrating that a bass can be a whole band. Now, I first met Rob when Hal Wilner brought him by my pad in the Village. And he had been playing with the great Lou Reed. And he was in the midst of recording duets, which Rob described as a maniacal labor of love and a truly collaborative project. My wife Kate and I found him to be a very soulful guy and an extraordinarily sensitive listener, which helped us to understand how he could create a collection of duets featuring his bass in a variety of different roles, from supportive to lead to orchestral, with some of the greatest singers of our generation. The goal of this masterpiece was to show that two musical forces could be everything all by themselves. Now, Rob's current release, Trios, the final album of this incredible trilogy, is a 5-year labor of love. It's a record that is true to itself and to all the incredible artists on it. The soul in which draws from the intense passion of every musician and singer involved. From the legendary Willie Dixon to Matt Panovitz, one of the most incredible young cellists around today. From Brian and Carney Wilson to Jerry Garcia and Ian Buchanan, to Bob Weir, Neil Young, Elvis Costello, Bruce Hornsby, Chris Whitley, and many others too numerous to mention. Each trio is its own original song, inhabiting its own unique musical world, woven together by Rob's bass as the connecting thread. It's an incredible musical adventure, emotionally and creatively. I've been listening to it every day since it came out, and I tell you, it's a gorgeous trip. Now, this all brings us to tonight's celebration. Tonight is a sort of career retrospective where Rob Wasserman and his musical cohorts will take songs to new heights of no boundaries in improvisational madness, Expect the Unexpected, as Rob and his friends, Bruce Hornsby, Lou Reed, Bob Weir, David Sanborn, Chris Whitley, Michael Brechner, John Wesley Hardy, Little Jimmy Scott, Victoria Williams, Mike Heimovitz, Mike Rathke, and George Rasili took us on a musical journey we will truly never forget. And now, from Trios, featuring Bruce Hornsby and Rob Wasserman, joined by Michael Brechner and George Rasili. Let's hear it for these people.
Thank you. you guys have to take a break from me. I gotta tell Rob the intros.
Thank you. Thank you.
something special coming up. I'd like to introduce from the Trios album, the amazing cello maestro, Matt Heimovitz. And he and Rob are going to perform a number called Gypsies 1 and 2. Matt Heimovitz.
Thank you.
brings out the Romanian gypsy in you, doesn't it? All right, I'm going to tell you, in true Rob Wasserman fashion, this next song began as a collaboration between Rob, Sam Phillips, and Brian Wilson. On trios, it became Brian Wilson and his darling daughter, Carney Wilson. But tonight, we're going to hear a whole new interpretation featuring, all the way from England, John Wesley Harding, the lovely Victoria Williams, Rob, from New Orleans, George Rossini, and they're going to be doing this great number called Fantasy is Reality.
Sunset blood drains from the sky. Desire has found the night to die. But when I hear the bells of madness ring, I will listen to their silence. For love is louder than anything, peaceful in its violence. Serious in making change. Voices of grief all sound the same. When I hear the bells of madness ring, I will listen to their silence. Well, love is louder than anything, peaceful in its finest. Fantasy is reality. I love my fantasy. Reality is fantasy. Just don't call it reality.
I'm so tired of the lies that they
asked me to sing a song I wrote. So this one, this one's called God Lives Upstairs. You've never heard it.
Thank you.
got a real treat for you right now. Joining Rob, it's the lovely Victoria Williams.
Thank you.
setting up to do. So I just want to tell you a little more about the Rex Foundation. Now, the Rex Foundation is the only charity in America that funds the homeless, like St. Anthony's Dining Room and the Glide Church in San Francisco. The Pine Street Inn in Boston, and here's something that's really different. They fund obscure modern classical composers. There's a guy from England called Howard O'Brien, as they've done. In other words, they provide bread and roses. That seems to cover a good part of life. Surely. Yes. I feel flower fresh. How about you people? Trios, we got another rendition. Now this one's going to feature Bob Weir. Chris Whitley. From New Orleans, George Roselli. And of course, Rob Wasserman. Thank you.
Why? show is really big, and we're going to cut a couple of songs from our set. But this next one we're going to do, you probably haven't heard. Currently working on a musical theater piece, should be done about a year. And anyway, this is the rundown subject of baseball. There's more to it than that, though. And this one's the weeper, this one's the torch song.
Thank you.
birthday back here.
Thank you.
we bring out, we're going to bring out that current speed goal.
Oh,
fortune of having the last recording of a very legendary blues bass player by the name of Willie Dixon. He was the king of the blues bass. He was also a great songwriter. He wrote a lot of the great Chess classic songs, Little Red Rooster, Spoonful. He was a man who, along with the Chess Brothers, would arrange and put together all the bands that performed so many of the classic blues songs that we've known to love and have become part of our culture today. And Willie had been singing this song for many years. And when he met Rob, and Rob told Willie that he was an idol of his, Willie was, of course, very impressed by this. And he said, well, I got this song I've been kicking around on stage for quite a few years now. Why don't we record that? So they recorded this song, Dustin' Off the Bass. Now, during the sessions that they recorded this song, Willie and Rob kind of like really bonded and became bass bros, so to speak. And Willie became kind of like a surrogate grandfather to Rob. And Rob was on the road when Willie passed away. He was very saddened and moved by that. But he still has the memory of the great times they had together. So now that Willie Dixon has left us and gone to the great blue beyond, I think we'd be very proud to have the great Lou Reed perform his song.
Thank you. baby, I'll take low. Now we know which way to go. Justin, Justin, Justin on the bass. Justin, Justin, Justin on the bass. Kill it! Thank you.
David Sanborn come out.
Thank you.
end of great adventure. She says, sweet baby Lou, beginning of a great adventure.
Thank you.
not.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, people say I'm the life of the party. Cause I tell a joke or two. Although I might be laughing on the outside, deep inside I'm blue.
Thank you. Michael Matthews.
Thank you.
John Wesley Harding, Chris Windley, Matt Hanowitz, Kit Pesach, Matt, Victoria Williams, Michael Brecker, Mike Rathke, and a drummer all the way from New Orleans, George Racine. Bob Wasserman's trios,
and David Johansson,
and little Jimmy Scott, the great Jimmy Scott.